All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and it may be news to some, but there is life outside of Charlotte.
What?
Over the state line, Rock Hill, great place to live.
Oh, it's a great place to do everything. And the way Don Yeager's bringing that back, just so everybody knows, if you're listening to us via News 1110 99.3 WBT, we are currently blasting up and down the eastern seaboard, and we like and are proud of our Carolina outdoors. Now, we are not bound just by the state boundaries of the Carolinas, nor are we bound by the city of Charlotte, nor are we bound just by WBT. We're also available via podcast, jessebrowns.com, as we break each segment down per week for your listening pleasure. But, Don, as you said it, there are many people who aren't Carolinians and who are not from Charlotte, and they need to know about the wonderful things that are going on down in Rock Hill. Now, they're going down there year-round, fun things are, but for the next couple of weeks, we've got a huge thing that's gone on since 1962 and gotten bigger every year, the Come See Me Festival. And we've got Nate Mallard on right now to tell us all, or at least almost all, the cool things that we have to do with the festival this year. Nate, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, how are y'all? Thanks for having me.
Man, we are glad to have you. We don't even know how to kick this off because there's so many different things to cover. But starting, so we're airing on Saturday, early on a Saturday morning here in Charlotte. So starting right now, kick us off and tell us some of the things going on this weekend in Rock Hill with the Come See Me Festival.
So Saturday is an absolute huge day of the festival. We have one of the longest running events that happens. It's called Gourmet Gardens. And Gourmet Gardens is a way for local restaurants, even some local organizations, come out and sell all different types of food. You, of course, have the kind of traditional food vendors you'd find at a fair and stuff, but also mixed in with, we have a Amelie's in Rock Hill. They come out and do some things, local vendors. So you can come grab some lunch. There's a kid zone with all types of inflatables and fun things to do. And then that's happening at the Winthrop Coliseum, at the Winthrop Lake. So it's a fantastic backdrop. You could bring a picnic blanket, get some food and hang out in the sun. It's supposed to be beautiful. Also happening around the same time there is the Hops in the Park Festival, which is a beer garden tasting. So you can come in, and it's $30 in advance, or if you buy day of, it's $40, and you get unlimited samples. I think it's from like 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday. There's going to be all different types of craft beer available to try, or if not, you can just come and grab a beer at one of the beer trucks. So.
Well, now the festival takes, and we're just talking about Saturday, and those also the, a bunch of the road races take place Saturday as well for runners and
that's
that sort
right.
of thing.
Yep. So if you're a runner, there is a 5K, and I don't know if they got the half marathon together this year. My event is called the Beach Bash. I'm the team leader for that. That happens on a Friday night, but. The road races happen that morning, and they also leave out of the route start there at Winthrop Lake as well. And that's just Saturday, which is a huge day all day long from 8 a.m. to probably 6, 7 p.m. over there at Winthrop Lake. And then as we go through the week, Sunday we have Mother Goose in Glen, which is a great event for your kids. Mother Goose comes out, reads some storybooks. There's all different crafts going on. Kids can get a picture with Glenn the Frog, who is the official mascot of Come See Me. And then Sunday, talking about outdoor stuff, and that takes place in Glen Cairn Gardens. So that's an outdoor event, too. And Glen Cairn Gardens is kind of where Come See Me came from. Originally, it was the park where it was when Come See Me was just one weekend long. And during the week in the park there at Glen Cairn, there's music at lunch and music in the evening. So at noon every day, Monday through Thursday, and at 6 p.m. every day, there's live music. There'll be food vendors, too. You're welcome to bring a lunch. Come and just hang out and enjoy the beautiful parks in Rock Hill.
Hey, Nate, take us back. You just mentioned it a little bit about the Glen Cairn Gardens and the beginnings of the Come See Me Festival back in 1962 or so. How did it start? Was it a garden show just for a weekend, and then it has just kind of bloomed, so to speak?
Yeah. So Basically, the illustrator Vernon Grant, he's the fellow that invented Snap, Crackle, Pop on the Kellogg illustration, the mascots for them. He married a Rock Hill girl, and he moved down here to Rock Hill. And he wanted to invite all of his kind of highfalutin New York friends from when he was a big-time illustrator up there to come see how pretty it was here in this little town in South Carolina. So him and the mayor at the time, Mickey Albright, and the Chamber of Commerce got together, and they decided to have a picnic party in the Glen Cairn Gardens. At that time, I think we're still a private garden owned by the Biggers family. And so they got together, did that, and that was in 62, and everything kind of took off from there. You started having parades, started having more cohesive events, and it's just grown and grown, and now it's one of the biggest festivals in the state and one of the top-rated festivals in the state, too.
Now, how many people come to see me during this festival?
We estimate that we have about 150,000 people come through different. Now, some of those might be counted twice, but the major events on Friday night at Beach Bash, the Hops in the Park, Golden Lake Gardens, both of those will draw between 10 and 14,000 people if the weather's right. And then the following weekend, which we haven't even gotten to yet, we have a Moonlight Jazz, also Winthrop Lake, and then we have a big tailgate fireworks extravaganza on Saturday that kind of closes everything off, and both of those attract. Tailgate normally brings, Saturday is the biggest come see me event that everyone in town, I think majority of the city of Rock Hill comes. We've had estimates in the 20s to 25,000 people come through to that. It just packs the lake entirely out like a giant Woodstock type festival.
All right. Well, there's so much going on. How do we get the information? How do we pick our event?
Yes, the best way to find information is comeseeme.org. Or you can go in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and download our app this year, which is really, really awesome because if there's any inclement weather, you can set the push notifications and it'll tell you if there's a change of schedule, if any event's been moved, if anything like that goes on. So check, just Google or go to the App Store and search Come See Me. And that app has everything in it. It's a super easy interface. It shows you all the events happening that day when you open. And there's a ton of events. There's a ton of community events that are happening just around Come See Me at Winthrop. There's music. There's car shows. There's all types of stuff going on this week. So check the app out and check the website out.
In fact, that's something to speak on because it's quite amazing as it started out there at the Glen Cairn Garden. But since then, it's something that's not only adopted by city government in Rock Hill, but also the Winthrop University, the Rock Hill school systems, the businesses. There are participants from almost every category of existence in Rock Hill, as far as I can tell, and everybody has a part of the celebration, it seems.
Yeah, and it wouldn't Come See Me is, we say we're the largest volunteer-only festival. So everyone that has a part in planning it, whether they're on the board helping secure sponsorship or whether they're someone like me that is in charge of an event, you know, it is all volunteer hours, and everyone that's at the festival except for security people for the giant events on the second Friday and Saturday are unpaid people that put all this on. And if it wasn't for the cooperation between the city of Rock Hill, the volunteers, Winthrop University, and all of our fantastic sponsors, I mean, it is a gigantic production to put this thing on, and the fact that it goes so smoothly every year is really awesome.
All right, his name is Nate Mallard with the Come See Me Festival, talking to the outdoor guys here. Hey, give us some outdoor tidbits, too, because I guess Riverwalk will be prominent for people who are coming down from wherever they may come from to Rock Hill, as well as the BMX Park and the Velodrome. All of that will be open as well.
All of that will be open. We have this year, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's we have an event called Healthy Kid Zone, which happens at the Velodrome, and the kids can come out, ride bikes. I think they give away free bike helmets. There's all different kids' events going on, calisthenics, basketball, and they set up on the infield of the Velodrome there. So that happens that same Saturday, this first Saturday coming up on the 14th at the Velodrome. And, of course, Riverwalk will be open if you want to check that out if you haven't. And, of course, if you haven't been to downtown Rock Hill, lately, please do. We have our Fountain Park here. Downtown is really turning around and is looking amazing right now.
It's something to see. Nate Mallard with the Come See Me Festival, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys.